science, learning, business, community. You. Welcome to Think Works, the podcast for people who like to think. Because thinking is the hardest work there is. Come with us on a journey into the world of ideas with your host, Darren Smithson.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of ThinkWorks, the place where we like to do the heavy lifting when it comes to thinking. And this week we're going to talk about the whole idea of switching it off. Basically, we live in a world that we are just constantly assaulted mentally by notifications, news alerts, adverts. It's just a crazy world for being mentally aware of our environment and how we can best manage and allow our brains to actually have some rest. To give you an example, in the 70s, a normal human walking through to work and getting himself sorted or herself sorted and getting home and going to bed. Between getting up and going to bed, you could be really expect to be confronted with around 500 adverts a day. Today, it's over 5,000 adverts a day. That's just the adverts. That's not counting your email notifications, your social media notifications. It's not counting the news bulletins. It's not counting the actual opinions and views that people feel that they must give on social media. It's just the adverts alone. Now, this basically affects your brain both consciously and subconsciously. And it means that your brain doesn't get a chance to disconnect and recharge. So what we're going to do today, we're going to talk about why it's important to do that, why it's important to switch off and let your brain rest, and how modern life is constantly assailing your mind. And then we'll go through some little hacks that can help you actually find that time to allow your brain to rest and recharge. So let's look at that first section then about how modern life assails our brain. In today's fast-paced world, our brains are constantly bombarded with information, and that's from the moment we wake up to the moment we go to bed. We're exposed to that endless stream of notifications, emails, social media updates and news alerts. And this perpetual state of connectivity can be both overwhelming and exhausting to our minds. So let's break down how this constant stream of activity thrown at our brain just assails it on both a conscious and subconscious level. So we'll look at conscious effects first. So you can suffer from information overload. This is one of the most pressing issues our brain faces. It's just handling that sheer volume of information we encounter on a daily basis. And this becomes known as information overload and can have several serious detrimental effects to our health. It can cause mental fatigue. Our brains have a finite capacity for processing information, and when overwhelmed, we do experience that mental fatigue. It makes it harder to concentrate and think critically, and that in itself reduces our productivity. Now, there is an unhealthy obsession in the Western world with productivity. I would prefer that we actually obsessed about contribution, but productivity is the measure that most Western countries seem to want to measure activity on. But with so much information competing for our attention, our ability to focus and complete tasks effectively actually diminishes. So multitasking that we're asked to do, and also getting interrupted constantly by email alerts because the boss says this email is important and it's chasing us up to do the work that the boss has just interrupted us from doing, It's a negative feedback loop, and it actually reduces the productivity measures that most companies and most countries' governments want to focus on. It leads to decision paralysis as well. I'm going to do a whole podcast on this about the paralysis of analysis, but this excess of data just leads to, it just stretches us too thin, and it reduces our ability to make effective decisions. And the more decisions then that we make ineffectively, the more we fear making decisions, and so we develop poor decision making muscles. And again, that leads to procrastination, it leads to reduced productivity. I hope people are starting to see there's a common theme starting to arise here. We have this ubiquity of notifications all the time, and this is another assault on our conscious being. So it releases a disrupted flow. Frequent alerts and notification interrupt that workflow. It breaks our concentration. It makes it difficult to get back on track. And this constant interruption hinders our ability to enter a flow state where we can work more productively. I mean, come on, guys. I mean, I wish more management and more directors and more government ministers would start to realize there's a direct correlation between the amount of demands that are being made and the amount of interruptions that are being made by senior management and the decrease in our ability to actually contribute in a productive and efficient way. It increases stress. So the sense of urgency caused by constant alerts, it elevates stress levels because each notification demands our immediate attention, and that creates a perpetual state of tension. It leads to anxiety and hypervigilance. Constantly checking and reacting to notifications leads to anxiety and that state of hypervigilance where we're always on the edge, anticipating the next alert. In other words, half our brain is always looking and waiting to be interrupted, instead of the whole brain concentrating on the job at hand. And again, it comes back to this whole idea. The more that people push at us, the more that they demand our attention, the less effective we are when it comes to doing our tasks, our jobs, our activities, our work, our home. It doesn't matter. It affects you on all levels. It also has several subconscious effects, and one of those is when we have background noise. So even when we're not actively engaging with the devices, the background noise of the digital world, it subtly impacts our cognitive processes. So background noise from devices such as the hum of a computer or the soft ping of a notification or the harsh ping in some cases, it just adds to the cognitive load, making it harder to focus on tasks at hand. This in itself leads to decreased creativity, because studies show that a quiet environment is crucial for creative thinking. Constant low-level noise can stifle that ability to think creatively and come up with new and interesting solutions. Our mind can wander because of background noise. It just interrupts that focus that we have, and it means that that constant notification bing, it directs our conscious thought and our unconscious thought elsewhere. It disrupts sleep. Now, this is where we can really start to feel the impact of the modern world and how it is constantly assailing the brain with information and alerts. So melatonin suppression is basically caused by blue light emitted by screens. So this mimics daylight. So it tricks our brains into thinking it's still daylight and suppresses the hormone that you need for regulating your sleep. So if you're working from home and you're working at home at night and you're doing your phone and you're doing your computer and you're doing your tablet, it will fool your brain into thinking it's still daytime. It makes it much harder to go to sleep. And this leads to insomnia and poor sleep quality. So prolonged exposure to blue light during bedtime can lead to difficulty falling asleep, and it really reduces your quality of sleep as well. And that poor sleep affects every aspect of our lives, from mood and cognitive function to overall physical health as well as mental health. And if your sleep cycle is disrupted, that basically means that it just takes more time to wind down and fall asleep because our minds are still too active. And this disruption in our sleep cycle can have real long-term impact on our health. So understanding these conscious and subconscious effects highlights the importance of taking regular breaks from our devices. So we're going to talk about how we can switch off, but we'll talk about the benefits of switching off. So if we take regular breaks from our devices, which is not just a nice idea, it's actually essential for our mental well-being. If we do that, we can have a lot of short-term and long-term benefits. So the short-term benefits include immediate stress relief. It lowers our stress levels because when we step away from the screens, even for a few moments, it gives our brains a chance to rest and reset. This disconnect can immediately lower cortisol levels and the hormone associated with stress. It also has a calming effect that goes along with that. So physically moving away from a screen can help us calm down and center ourselves, engaging in a brief mindfulness activity or simply taking deep breaths can further this calming effect, making us feel more relaxed, less tense, more productive. It can improve our focus, so it can rejuvenate our attention span. Short breaks from devices helps us to reset our attention span, and these breaks prevent mental breakdown, burnout, avoid all kinds of fatigues, and it just basically allows us to return to our tasks with a renewed focus and energy. It gives us enhanced task efficiency. So with our focus sharpened, tasks that once seemed daunting become easier to manage because we're going back to the problem that we were trying to solve with a much more calm and measured mindset, and therefore we're more able to actually look at the solution rather than be anxious about the actual problem that we're trying to solve. And this improved efficiency also then leads to a sense of accomplishment and reduces frustration levels, all of which have impact upon your health, physical health as well. Longer term benefits include better sleep quality, so restful sleep. By reducing screen time, especially during the hour before bedtime, we minimize that exposure to blue light, and that helps regulate our melatonin production, leading to better sleep cycles and a reduced sense of insomnia. So we need to actually take all that into account as well. It just basically means we sleep better. Taking breaks from screen time and from the noises of notifications and alerts, it enhances mental health as well. It reduces anxiety and depression. A regular digital detox can significantly reduce anxiety and depressive symptoms linked to that excessive screen time that we all suffer from at the moment. Without the constant comparison and information overload from social media and news, our mental health can stabilize, and it improves our emotional well-being. Spending less time on devices can lead to increased face-to-face interactions, more physical activity, both of which are crucial for good mental health and emotional resilience. And overall, it increases our productivity. The more creative and effective brain needs to be well-rested. And that means it operates at its peak potential. And with regular breaks from those screens, our cognitive functions such as creativity and problem solving and critical thinking are enhanced. And it also gives us better personal and professional performances. Long-term reductions in screen time translates to better performance in both personal and professional life. And it gives our brain the rest it needs, and it optimizes, therefore, our ability to execute tasks more efficiently. Now, this is what the problem is here, because when all this new technology came online and came on stream, we were all sold the lie. And the lie was more technology will give us more leisure time. In fact, what's happened is unscrupulous bosses and companies and governments, they have basically used the technology to have more direct control over our lives, even outside of work. They interrupt our social time with work demands because the devices allow them to do it. I remember once I went to work for a company and they gave me a smartphone, and I was really happy. I thought, oh, smartphone, acts brilliant, this is great. And then I realized that the phone was programmed to switch on at 6 a.m. and not go off until midnight in terms of receiving notifications and stuff. I changed that. I'm sorry, I changed it, and I made it from 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. because in my brain, actually having time to come down and relax was more important than some idiot boss thinking he's really important, sending a message saying, oh, did you remember to do that report that I need tomorrow? It's not good enough. We need to actually make sure that we all get time to switch off, and businesses should not be able to interrupt you at home. Now, there are some professions where this is not possible. I understand that. And there are some key positions inside organizations that sometimes you need to be on call. That's fine. That's different. What I'm talking about is day-to-day, day-in, day-out, constant assaults by managers who basically don't know how to manage and use it as a control tool, and we need to take that tool away from them. And if that means passing legislation, then that needs to be done. That's just my view, but I think a lot of you listening to this will probably agree with me. So, we've talked about how it's detrimental to you to have all these constant stream of information and alerts, and we've talked about the benefits of actually reducing those alerts and that constant stream of information. Let's give you some hacks now for switching off and finding alternative activities and how that can be achieved. So, First off, hacks for switching off. Schedule your downtime. Set specific times during the day to turn off your devices, perhaps during meals or an hour before bed. Consistency is definitely key, so try to stick to those schedules and create a daily schedule as well to do this, because that will all create a healthy routine for you. And use the technology. Paradoxically as it sounds, apps that promote mindfulness and limit screen time can be increasingly beneficial. Examples include apps like the Meditation Lounge or iSleepEasy or Forest. These all help you stay focused by giving you a mindfulness exercise which is designed to relax your mind. You can create tech-free zones, so designate areas in your home where devices are not allowed, like the dining room or the bedroom. Mostly the bedroom, but also the dining room is very useful, because eating a meal, especially if you're eating it with a loved one or your family members, is very, very important for that social interaction, because that's good for you. And not having your device there distracting you away from the interaction is vital. So create these tech-free zones, because this physical boundary helps reinforce those mental boundaries, and it signals to your brain that these spaces are actually for relaxation and unwinding. And once you train your brain to know that when it goes into these rooms, that's what it's there for, it starts to actually pursue that activity. Notifications control. Please, if you do nothing else from this podcast, turn off your notifications, reduce distractions and stress, customize your settings so only the most important alerts come through, allowing you to stay focused and less reactive to every ping. And commit to doing a regular digital detox. This could be a full day without screens or a mini detox during the weekends. Use the time to reset your habits and focus on offline activities that you enjoy doing, that you just feel you don't have time to do because you're constantly reacting to notifications and alerts. Now, some alternative activities that you can consider are physical exercise. If you're like me and your idea of physical exercise is basically having a nice, gentle walk in nature, then do it. It's absolutely brilliant. But if you want to do any sport that gets you moving away from screens, then please do, because physical activity not only boosts your physical health, it improves your mental well-being because it releases all those endorphins that you need to reduce your stress. Pursue hobbies and creative pursuits. Pick up a book, try painting, play a musical instrument, anything that interests you and gives your brain a break. I do a rock show on radio, and that is my downtime, although we are looking at making that into a business in its own right, but it is my way of switching off and just enjoying music and having a chat with like-minded friends over the airwaves. It's absolutely superb way to do it. So find a hobby that stimulates different parts of your brain and encourages you in being creative and how you can then relax. Social interaction is another activity. Spend quality time with family and friends without the distractions of digital devices. Organize game nights, cook together, simply have a conversation. Have a conversation without it being on a phone or by text or by messenger or etc., etc. Have a face-to-face conversation. We're all losing these skills that are really vital to building personal connections, of which those personal connections are really important to our overall well-being. Practice mindfulness and meditation. I know people, when you say this, and especially type A personalities, are instantly going to the, oh, you're one of the hug a tree brigade. No, I'm not talking about going out and hugging a tree. I'm talking about just picking up some simple mindfulness or meditation tricks to center yourself and reduce that mental clutter. Activities like deep breathing exercises, guided meditations, or even a mindful walk in nature can bring that increased sense of peace and clarity. And then you go back to what you were working on or to the work that's waiting for you, and you are far more creative, far more productive. Trust me, it works. And you need to actually look at ways that you can stop that constant assault of alerts and notifications and do something else more productive instead. We've already alluded to this. Spend more time in nature. Spend time outdoors, whether it's hiking or gardening or just sitting in a park. Every place has a park somewhere. Even big cities have got a park that you can get to and sit there and eat your sandwich at lunchtime and just switch off from the world while you do so. Being in nature has a restorative effect on the mind, reducing stress and enhancing overall well-being. By integrating hacks and activities like these into your daily routine, you therefore create a more balanced and fulfilling life. And remember, the goal is to be intentional about your screen time. Make room for activities that enrich your mind and soul. And just make switching it off a habit. Do it because it protects you. It helps your brain rest. And you will become more effective the next day. You will be more productive the next day because you've allowed yourself that chance to rest. And I'm not talking about physical rest, which is important. It's even more important today that you allow your brain to rest and relax. I hope you've enjoyed that. I mean, basically what I'm trying to say to you is disconnecting from our devices isn't just a luxury anymore. It's a necessity for maintaining mental health and overall well-being in this crazy digital age that we currently live in. By taking those deliberate steps to switch off, we can reap short-term benefits like stress relief and improved focus. And we also have longer-term gains in sleep quality and mental health. Now, I hope you've enjoyed that. There will be a corresponding post in the forum, which is darreninform.com/thinkworksforum. And there'll be a post for this particular episode where you can actually add your own hacks or your own stories or comment on other aspects that you think we might want to consider in a future episode related either to this episode or to other ones that I've done on standing guard, for example, at the doorway to your mind. And we'll be back next week with another episode. I don't know what I'm going to do next week yet. I might do a philosophy 101, which asks some very big questions, but I might change my mind and do something just on something fun for a change. But I hope you've enjoyed this. Come and join us in the forum for the discussion as well. And tell all your friends that if they want to listen to an entertaining podcast that gets them thinking, this is the place to be. I'll see you all soon. Take care. Bye for now.
Like to find out more, or join in with the conversation, our forum has a corresponding post for you to comment in. Simply go to darreninform.com/thinkworksforum and join in the fun. Or you can join the Facebook page by searching for @DarrenInform for news, tips and other helpful strategies. The show was hosted by Darren Smithson, and the music is by Alexander Nakarada. You have been listening to ThinkWorks, the podcast for thinkers.